KSDP, 830 AM in Sandpoint, K201DA, 88.1 FM in King Cove, KOLD, 91.9 FM in Cold Bay, KFPS, 88.1 FM in Falls Pass, and KKQA, 88.1 FM in Accutan, Alaska.
It's time now for your community window here on KSDP. Starting with job openings, the QT Tribe of Sandpoint is looking for a grant writer, an executive director, and an environmental assistant. The Shimmigan Corporation of Sandpoint is hiring a bartender. The Palof Harbor Tribe is hiring a tribal environmental coordinator. EATS is hiring a behavior health trainee and a community health representative. Both of those positions can be in King Cove or Sandpoint. They're also hiring a clinical information clerk for King Cove, a community health aide for Falls Pass and Nelson Lagoon, and a clinical information clerk slash janitor for Cold Bay. Community announcements. There will be a workshop with the Aleutians East Borough School District tonight at 6 p.m. at the Borough Building, and a regular meeting tomorrow, March 25th at 6:30 p.m. at the Borough Building. You can also tune into that meeting live here on KSDP. And that's all for the community window. If you have anything you'd like for us to put on the air or web, you can contact us through email at cw@apradio.org. You can call us at 907-383-5737, or you can still fax us at 907-383-5271. Also, look for updates, meeting archives, and more at apradio.org. I am Amy Mack. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
Exploring science in the sea. The journey around Cape Horn at the southern tip of South America is one of the most treacherous in the world. The Cape has claimed hundreds of ships and thousands of sailors. Not many commercial vessels make the journey today, but for sail-powered yachts, rounding the Cape is a big attraction, like climbing Mount Everest. Cape Horn is named for the hometown of the Dutch navigator who described it in 1616. It's a small island that features a cliff a quarter of a mile high. The Cape is where the Atlantic and Pacific Oceans meet. The confluence generates strong currents. Those currents are magnified by the contours of the ocean floor, which features many sunken islands. The region is in the furious 50s, latitudes of more than 50 degrees south. Strong winds blow from west to east. Those are funneled by the mountains of South America and Antarctica. That creates a wind tunnel effect, so winds almost always blow at gale force. And they frequently top hurricane force, battering any ships that challenge the passage. In addition, icebergs are common features, and storms bring heavy rain, hail, sleet, and snow. That all combines to make a journey around Cape Horn especially challenging. The opening of the Panama Canal in 1914 provided a safe shortcut between the east and west coasts of the Americas. But big tankers, naval vessels, cruise ships, and private yachts still round the Cape, one of the most dangerous ocean voyages in the world. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
You're listening to Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. People living in the northern part of the state will have a chance to watch rockets soar through aurora-lit night skies for the next couple weeks. It's all part of a NASA experiment called AWESOME, which seeks to observe how auroras affect Earth's upper atmosphere, and it started last night. Research rockets will launch intermittently from ground stations all over the interior, from Eagle in the east to Uktiagvik in the north, and all the way down to the Poker Flat Research Range, just about 35 miles from Fairbanks. Scientists hope the study might also improve space weather forecasts. The idea is to measure the timing and strength of the energy waves thrown around by this spring's strong aurora. Don Hampton is a scientist working at the University of Alaska Fairbanks and a partner on the AWESOME project. He says the way the aurora interacts with the atmosphere kind of works like dropping a pebble into a lake.
And when you do that, the atmosphere actually heats up, and you get like the ripples that come out from a pebble you drop in the lake. And the same thing happens with the atmosphere up there. And you will see these what are called atmospheric gravity waves come out from sources like that. So the idea is to look for that.
Hampton says spectators are in for a pretty spectacular light show, with the rockets emitting a glowing, multicolored vapor trail for more than 10 minutes at a time. And that's not even including the aurora. He says it's no coincidence that the experiment is taking place right now.
The good news is we're at what's called solar max, so we get a lot of aurora. Typically this time of the year, there's a little bit more chance of seeing active aurora. That has to do with sort of the orientation of the Earth's magnetic field at the time.
Depending on weather conditions, the rockets will blast off in the window of time from 11 p.m. to 4 a.m. The last possible launch will be on the night of April 6th. A Fairbanks Republican lawmaker wants to put the governor's mansion on Airbnb. Representative Will Stapp filed a bill last week that would require the governor's office to offer the Juneau residents up for rent on a short-term basis while the legislature is not in session.
I always try to look for ways to make government more efficient. And when you see that you have facilities that are underutilized, you should try to maximize them so they at least cover their own operating expense, you know.
The state pays a full-time staff of four to run the more than 14,000 square foot mansion. Salaries and upkeep on the mansion currently cost about $800,000 a year, according to budget documents. Stapp said he'd like to defray that cost. He says it's a great place for any number of events, parties, weddings, even overnight stays for Instagram influencers. Dunleavy spent a total of roughly 2 weeks in Juneau during the first 2 months of the year, according to his public calendars. This is Alaska Public Media.
The Alaska Morning News is brought to you in part by your local public radio station.
Talk one-on-one with experts on mental health, nutrition, pharmacology, surgery, childcare, and much more on Line 1, your health connection. Weekly on your local public radio station.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.
This is Statewide News from Alaska Public Media. I'm Ava White. A University of Alaska Fairbanks researcher says her research team's recent study shows electric vehicles could benefit rural communities around the state that are off the road system. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Michelle Wilbur is the lead author of the study. She's a research engineer for UAF's Alaska Center for Energy and Power, and she concedes that the study's premise contradicts a commonly held notion that electric vehicles, or EVs, don't do well during winter in Alaska.
We all know that electric vehicles have lower range and use more energy in the winter. So we started out with the question, is this a good idea?
EVs use a lot of energy stored in their battery to keep it and the passenger compartment warm during cold winter days. That limits the distance that an EV can travel under those conditions, much more than a gasoline or diesel-powered vehicle. That's probably why the researchers got some skeptical feedback about the study, including some from residents of the three communities where it was conducted, Bethel, Kotzebue, and Galena.
We got some fun Facebook posts about people who are very much worried that it's not a good idea.
But Wilbur says the data they collected led researchers to conclude that EVs are actually better suited than gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles for certain uses in the communities.
So we have held a number of community meetings, collected a bunch of data, done a bunch of analysis, and we found out that in most cases that we modeled, it often is a good idea.
The research showed that's largely because operating gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles in cold weather can be costly, especially for those who leave the engine running for a while in the morning to warm it up, or at other times of the day when running errands. And fuel is expensive in rural communities. Diesel costs about $8 a gallon in Kotzebue, about $9 in Galena.
Non-electric cars are using a lot more energy than we thought, it seems, in daily operation. Idling to keep them warm when you keep your car running at the grocery store while you run in and back out because you don't want it to cool down.
The researchers also factored in the cost of plugging in vehicles so their block heater will keep the engine warm enough to start more easily. The communities all have their own power plants, and the diesel that fuels those generators also is expensive, and so is the cost of power.
plugging the car in overnight into a block heater, especially if you don't have any timer on that or you're not kind of watching how long it's plugged in for, those are using a lot of energy too.
Wilbur says their analysis accounted for other factors, like the ways people use their vehicles. They found that EVs are less expensive to operate than gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles for longer duration uses, like for taxis or deliveries, because the vehicle is on and its battery stays warm.
There are a number of factors that we found can make that a switch to electric even more clearly beneficial. One is longer driving times, because there is energy used to keep the battery of an EV warm even when it's not being driven.
Similarly, the researchers found that EVs work well for people who commute long distances, but that's not common in rural communities, so Wilbur says the study affirms that not every rural resident would benefit by having an EV. That may be why there's only a few of those in the communities they studied, but she says the paper shows that some potentially would benefit.
It often is a good idea. It often does save people money.
The National Science Foundation-funded study compiled by Wilbur and her team was published last month in the World Electric Vehicle Journal. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.
This is Alaska Public Media.
Yeah, coming up, we have Zach Bryan with Summertime's Close. And then a big hit by Kris Kristofferson came out in 71, I think. Loving Her is Easier Than Anything I've... Anything I'll ever do again, I guess how it goes. And then we'll hear some Beyonce. There's some flack about her trying to be a country star. We'll see what happens. The piece is called Texas Hold'em. Here's Zach Bryan.
I've had cold and humid mornings on city streets and back porches, but I ain't ever breathed a breath as fresh as you. And I've seen children playing on the coastlines under the white lines atop the blue tides, but I ain't ever been baptized in water as cool as you. And the Lord don't ever come back here and die. Reckon they don't try. I just put some beer on ice. Let's just dance for a moment or two. 'Cause you're the fire of Carolina and Oklahoma too. The stars of San Luis ain't burning bright as you. You're the waves crashing down on the eastern coast. The day's cooling off and the summertime's close. I lost faith in the world a long time ago. We'd always ride those back roads back when you got sick. Roll the windows down just for the hell of it. You always acted baptized every time we hit the coast. Bandana tan line on your forehead so the tourists didn't know. You're the fire of Carolina and Oklahoma too. And the stars of San Luis ain't burning bright as you. You're the waves crashing down on the eastern coast. When the day's cooling off and the summertime's close. I lost faith in the world a long time ago. My blood rushed to the heart, you are my last hope. And the law don't ever come back here. And I reckon they don't try. I just put some beer on ice. And tonight I'm dancing for two.
I have seen the morning burning golden on the mountain in the sky. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Healing as the colors and the sunshine and the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love, time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman, nor afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answer to the easy way she opened every door in my mind, but dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Texas, ain't no hold 'em. So lay your cards down, 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 down. So park your Lexus and throw your keys up. Stick around, round, 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 round.
Stick around.
And I'll be damned if I can't slow dance with you. Come throw some sugar on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't be a b- come take it to the floor now. Woo! There's a tornado. Redemption, passing time, yeah. Ooh, one step to the right. We headed to the dive bar we always thought was nice. Ooh, run me to the left, then spin me in the middle, boy. I can't read your mind. This ain't Texas. Choo! to the floor.
I'll be damned if I cannot dance with you. Come pour some liquor on me, honey, too. It's a real live boogie and a real live hold down. Don't get, come take it to the floor now.
Say about that. It's very interesting. Marshmello and Jonas Brothers with Leave Before You Love Me. After that, Jordan Davis with Next Thing You Know. And then we have some Jason Aldean with Don't You Want to Stay.
I see you calling. I didn't want to leave you like that. It's fine.
swear that you're staying single, next thing you know. You meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing, it's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in, but next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer, next thing you know. Your old apartment, it's y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spend it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's porch. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech. And you sunburn on a honeymoon beach. And your left hand's getting used to that ring. And there the next 2 or 3 years go. Next thing you know, you weren't really trying. Next thing you know, there's a test on the counter. Next thing you know, she's standing there crying, nodding her head yes. You're half excited, half scared to death. Cause next thing you know, you're wearing scrubs and a funny white hat. And the doctor saying, how you doing there, dad? And nobody's ever called you that, and you take the drive home slow. Next thing you know, it's first steps, first dates, first car. It's 11:01, wondering where they are. You're saying that a USC's too far. It's amazing how fast 17 years go. Next thing you know, next thing you know. Next thing you know, you get to know your wife again. And you're more in love than you've ever been. With a lot of years of remember wins. And still some down the road. Cause next thing you know, you got a yard full of your kids' kids. And you take them to church, teach them to fish. And you tell them stories every chance you get. About how fast this life down here can go. Next thing you know, next thing you know,
touching your skin and your hair falling slow. When a goodbye kiss feels like this, don't you wanna stay? Make forever feel this way. Don't you
Yeah, a little Alabama with Feel So Right's coming right at us. And then Star D. Aslan with She's Pretty. And then Greg Allman with a country piece called Just Another Writer.
Whisper to me softly, breathe words upon my skin. No one's near and listening, so please don't say goodbye. Just hold me close and love me. Press your lips to mine. Feel so right. Feel so right. Lying here beside you, I hear the echoes of your sigh. Stay with me and keep me warm tonight. So hold me close and love me. Give my heart a smile.
Not wanting me. here I go now. I'm walking to you. God, I don't know how I'm even talking to you. Cause she's as pretty as she can.
another ride on that train to
nowhere. Yeah, we're a little bit away from the top of the hour, but these next songs should get us there. Darren Kozelski. Darren Kozelski with Somebody Find Me a Preacher. After that, Julianne Hough with Is That So Wrong? And then the Luna Bells, I almost said Lunatics, but the place is a piece, a place, the peace is a place to shine, not the place is a piece to shine. A Place to Shine is the name of the song. After that, I think we have time for Madonna with Heartbreak City. All coming at you at KSTP. Pardon the tongue twisters.
Look at you sitting on that tailgate. All barefoot, beautiful and blue-eyed. Just watching you breathe, blow me away. All I can think about tonight. Somebody find me a preacher. Somebody find me a man with a Bible who can tie a knot. I know what I got, I know who I love. Tracking down. No long white dress, no little white shirt. Just you and your cut-off jeans and my old t-shirt. Somebody find me a preacher. Somebody find me a preacher. Girl, I can't take another whisper. Something about you and this moonlight kiss. Got no diamond here to give you. But if this is how loving you feel, somebody find me a preacher. Somebody find me a man with a Bible who can tie a knot. I know what I got, I know who I love. Track him down. Stylist dirt, no long white dress, no little white shirt.
girl giving you a call. I've been holding it in, holding it in, holding it in for so long. I've been running it through, running it through in my mind. Well, I don't care anymore, I just don't care anymore. Doesn't everybody just wanna feel somebody, just wanna hold someone, to feel that empty space when you're missing that rush, and a prayer's not enough. I just can't deal, no, tonight I just don't wanna be alone. But tell me, is that so wrong? Only a kiss, don't say a word. You can let it go, lose control, and I promise it won't hurt. I just wanna get lost in your arms. Another little bit like that.
to shine. Looking for a place to shine.
And now you want your freedom. You got just what you came for, a bit of fame and fortune. Now I'm no longer needed. You said it was over, wanted it to end. Then you had the nerve to say that we could still be friends. You had a few secrets I was never told. Now everyone's talking and I'm the last to know. Now I'm in the middle of Heartbreak City.
Like a woman.
They'll do it every time. Lot took his wife down to the corner store for malting. She wouldn't mind her business, boy, did she get salty. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? They'll do it every time. Something thought Delilah was on the square, till one night she clipped him for all his hair. Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman? Ain't that just like a woman?